Hello, family. We're Bob and Penny Lord. A hot, burning flame rose from the pit of hell towards the end of the 19th century, a black heresy called modernism, the first major attack against the Catholic Church by the New Age movement of the upcoming 20th century. The flames were fanned by a group of priests, philosophers, and critics of the New Testament who came up with a new way to destroy the church from within. They struck at the jugular of the church's sacred scripture and all it represents. They began by denying the four gospels. They claimed they were manipulative concoctions designed to coerce the ignorant masses into following a lifestyle preordained by church leaders under the threat of eternal damnation in hell that they claimed also did not exist.
The modernists attacked the very foundation of the church, maintaining Jesus was only a prophet, born of a time, for that time, not the second person of the Trinity, not the Son of God. They denied the Trinity itself. They denied that Jesus instituted any sacraments. They insisted he didn't found our church. Instead, they claimed St. Paul founded the church as a cult to Jesus. Let me tell you up front, St. Paul does not want anyone to believe he started the church. All you have to do is read his letters. Were they discredited too? They don't say, but they do say that the Nicene or Apostles' Creed was an attempt to force the people to believe in lies.
If you're suffering, just think how our dear Pope St. Pius X must have felt. He did the only thing he could. Under the circumstances, he wrote a strong encyclical condemning the heresy and its adherents. There were 65 points, all of which were condemned. The heretics refused to accept the Church's ruling on the modernist heresy. They were excommunicated and never reconciled with Mother Church.
One really good thing came out of it. An anti-modernist oath, or loyalty oath, was required to be taken by all clergy. In it, the clergy had to denounce modernism and all its 65 points. The authors of the oath felt certain it would keep the modernists out of important posts in the church and thus, for all intents and purposes, kill the heresy. This remained in effect until 1965, when Pope Paul VI did away with the taking of the oath. There are those modernists today who explain away their refusal to pray the creed with the excuse, if the faithful didn't believe all the things in the creed, they wouldn't be here at Mass. This is your church, people. It's been going on for 2,000 years. Now the Lord has raised you up as an army. It stops here.
Defend your church. Protect your church. We love you.
We love you.
For more insights from Bob and Penny Lord, join them for their series, Super Saints, here on EWTN.